Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, hey, everybody.
Hello. Glad we're here.
Back again.
Glad we're here. Glad you're here.
Tag team, back again.
How does that go again? Whoop, there yeah, it is.
That's the song.
Yeah. I just don't remember how to get there.
That's the song. I might be able to do it all. I'd miss some words, but I think I could get us there. But I ain't going
to
do it.
I listened to that a lot growing up.
It's a good song.
I listened to the Mickey Mouse version because I had a cassette tape.
Oh, yeah.
Showing my age. I had a cassette tape, and they'd be like, you can dig. Can you dig it?
That reminds me of the Kids Bop CDs that Olivia had that Madeline still plays now. Because, you know, nobody has CDs anymore, but those things are still hanging around the house. And so Olivia would play the Kids Bop CDs when she was cleaning her room or whatever, you know. And now Madeline will crack out and put them things on. And it's so funny because it's these pop songs that little kids are singing. And they're clean versions, obviously. They change a lot of words in them, you know. And you'll just hear them all of a sudden crack out, you know, Kids Bop song like that. It's cool. That's what it reminds me. That's basically what you had.
Yeah.
You had Kids Bop before there was Kids Bop.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we whoop, there it is. So anyway.
It's a good song.
The tag team is back again.
We're back again, and we are in our current series called Reasons You Don't Share the Gospel. We're answering what keeps you from sharing your faith.
Yeah, we're just talking through the reasons that we end up giving, and I'm being kind when I say this, that they're excuses of why we don't share the gospel. What are the reasons that people give? Me and Steph too, and everybody listening, right? What are the reasons that people give that they don't really share their faith? They don't take this idea of making disciples, being the witness, right? Acts 1:8, go be my witnesses, bear much fruit, John 15, that we don't take these commands from Jesus serious, and so we don't end up sharing our faith. And so we've been talking through a bunch of them, like the last episode, 221, is a pretty good one. You know, it's the reason people give that I've been rejected too many times, so that's why I don't share my faith. So this fear of rejection keeps us from doing it. And so today, this is the sixth one in the series, episode
222.
That, can you believe it's 222 already? It was just 200 the other day. I swear it was.
Yeah, it feels like it.
There's a board in our office that we used to write stuff on that we ain't wrote stuff on forever, and it references episode 132. So that's almost 100 episodes ago since we wrote on this board.
Yeah.
You can tell we don't do that anymore. Anyway.
Well, it's hard to reach and clean.
Yeah, it's really hard to get to. So we just gave up. That one was about mental health. That's how long ago that series has been. That's been a long time.
If you remember that, let us know.
Yeah, please do. If not, you can go back and take a listen to, apparently, 132, 133, 134, 135 is all about honest conversation about mental health. Anywho, so episode 222, and this reason people don't share their faith or share the gospel is I'm too busy to share my faith. Now, I think that this is a big one.
Yeah.
I think this might be the main one I see people struggle with, right? So the number one reason, if you go back to the beginning of the series, the number one reason was fear, right? And that's what people articulate, because this is all coming from a survey. So people articulate fear. But I think the main one is the sixth one, at least from the people I'm around. People in my church, people that I'm ministering to, right? Other people, like, I think that what we end up doing is we have well-meaning intentions. Like, we believe that we should share our faith. We should live out the gospel. We care about people around us coming to Jesus, but we end up using this excuse of, I'm too busy. I'm too busy is the excuse we use for just about everything, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we
Guilty.
Use.
Guilty. Done
right?
it plenty and, of
and
times.
And me too. Like, when I realize there's things that I should be doing that I'm not doing, my number one excuse to myself and then to other people is, I'm sorry, I'm just busy, right? I'm too busy with these other things. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so hard. It's hard. And I get it. Lots of people think that they don't have time to do this. They think they don't have time to share their faith. And I get it because life is busy. Like, there is a lot of busyness in life. You know what I mean? If you take a normal adult's life, right, and you can add kids into it or you not add kids into it. I mean, think about this. Like let's just make sure we're all on the same page. You got to get up and go to work every day. There's always, I don't know if anybody else can relate to this, but there's always more to work that can be done. in a work day.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So if you wanted to, you could continue to find work to do after hours every single day. There's always more work. You could end up going home, and when everybody goes to bed, which I've been very guilty of this over the years, cracking out the laptop and working more and still not get all the work done that needs to be get done. So
that's me.
So life is busy. You go to work. You got more than you can do there. And then you got to figure out dinner, and you got to figure out, you know, you got to make sure you make time for the other person in your life and kids. And then, you know, the laundry never ends. Dishes never end, right? Cars always break. Grass always needs to be mowed. The house is always dirty, right? You can sweep and vacuum every day. Like, there's a million things. And then you start to get into the incidental things. Those are just the things that happen all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get to the incidental things of when you get sick, you got to go to the doctor, right? You got to manage your finances, you know, occasionally. you got the stuff that just starts to happen. Like, life just happens, right? The dog gets sick, you know, your parents have an issue. I mean, it's just a million things. Your cell phone stops working. Your satellite goes out. I mean, I can just come up with stuff all day long, right?
Yeah.
Life is really busy. But if I can be real with you, because I have worked myself through this a lot, because I'm telling you, the number one excuse I give to myself and to others of not doing the things that are important is busyness. So let me make a big statement to you. Busyness is a way we excuse things that we haven't bothered to prioritize, right? Big statement. I'll say it again.
That's good.
Busyness is a way we excuse things that we have not bothered to prioritize.
It's true.
When we are tempted to justify ourselves as too busy to share our faith, we need to consider a couple things, right? I'm going to give you those things in a second, but just think about this for a minute. When we say we're busy, what we're really saying is, that's not important to me. So here's the first thing. We need to ask ourselves if we're using busyness as a cover for apathy, right? Apathy means a lack of caring. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say this, I'm too busy to share my faith, are we using this excuse of busyness to cover the fact that we don't really care that much? Right. I mean, is it true or is that true? Right. That we don't care, or is it that we don't? No, excuse me. Is it true that we're too busy, or is what really true? We don't really care. Right. Like, it's not that important to us. You know what I mean? Because we all of us have the same amount of time, right? Nobody gets more time in a day.
Right.
And you have time for what you choose to make time for.
Mm-hmm.
So is it that you're too busy, or is it that you don't really care about sharing the gospel? You have apathy. Or is it that it's not, and some people don't like it when you say you don't care. Is it that it's not a priority? That would be better choice of words, right?
Yeah.
Is it really that you're too busy, or is that really sharing the gospel is not that big of a priority to you? This is how you think about it. So this is what I've said for years in private counseling. I preached it before. I say it to myself all the time. Show me your wallet, or show me your bank account. It used to be show me your checkbook, because in your checkbook you had a registry where you wrote down everything you spent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you show me your wallet, if you show me your bank account of everything that you spent, I will show you where your priorities are, right? Because what you value is what you will spend your money on. And so if you want to look at what you care about, you want to look at what you, here's another way to say it, prioritize, pay attention to what you spend money on, right? Another way to look at this is, if you show me your calendar, I'll show you what you value, right? So what you choose to spend your time on and what you choose to spend your money on will very quickly indicate what you value, what is a priority to you, because we all have the same amount of time. And so where are you spending your time? Where are you spending your money? The best way to say that is whatever you're spending your resources on is what you really prioritize and value in life.
Mm-hmm.
So is the question, you're too busy, is that really the answer to why you don't share your faith, or is it you don't place much value on it? It's not a priority for you. You know what I mean? Like, that's the question you have to wrestle with. And to me, anytime I use busyness as an excuse, what it really means is that's not a priority to me, right? So I'll give you a really hard example for me to say out loud, because I hate this about myself. Valerie has been saying to me for years, we've been married for 25 years, you know, why don't you plan dates with me? Why don't you plan time with me? Right. And what I will say back is, I'm just busy. It's just a busy season, babe. You just got a lot going on. We got all these things going on. But if I really want to get real honest, the reason I don't is because it's not a priority. You know, and it hurts me to say that, right? Because I don't want to be that husband. I don't want to be that person, right? It hurts me to say it, but that's really the truth, because I could look at my calendar at the beginning of a month or a week or heck, even a day, and I could go, all right, it's a priority for me to spend time with my wife. So where am I going to put that in, right? Mm-hmm. And if you put those things in first, right, you could build everything else around it because it's a priority. So what do we usually build our calendars with in the day? Even if you don't use a calendar, even if you just use one in your head, what do you build it around? You build it around work, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So the first thing that goes on the calendar is work.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's because, well, that's your main priority. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to be the husband who does not prioritize spending, you know, one-on-one time with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the excuse of business, but really it's because I don't prioritize it. And it's the same thing with sharing the gospel, right? The busyness is the excuse. What's really going on is it's not that big of a priority to you, right? Which means it's coming from apathy or lack of caring, at least on some level. And I know people don't like to hear that, but that's really the truth. At the end of the day, we don't care that much about sharing the gospel, and that's why we use busyness as an excuse, right? Here's the second thing. So when we're tempted to justify ourselves as too busy to share our faith, here's a second thing we need to consider. We are thinking about our life and our call to make disciples wrong. We're thinking about it wrongly. This is where I really want to get in this, because all I tried to do in the first point was prove to you that it's not really a priority. But here's what's really happening. We're thinking about this call in the wrong way. What we think is, life is so busy, where in the heck am I going to make time for sharing the gospel? Where am I going to make more time for, and what we think about is church. Where am I going to make more time for my faith, right? I must have to steal it from somewhere because, you know, life is just so busy. How am I going to make more time for this? And we're thinking about this all wrong. Right, I just preached on this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare for me to say the same thing on a podcast that we're teaching on at the same moment, but I think it goes with this one really well. And so what we think to ourselves is well, I do care. I got to make it a priority. So I got to steal that time from somewhere, right? I got to grab it from somewhere and steal it from somewhere so that I can share my faith, live out the gospel, make disciples. I do believe that that's a priority. And so But I'm thinking about my life in these compartments, and now I got to steal that time from somewhere, right? And I'll admit, I did this wrong for years, right? I did this wrong for years. I thought, okay, I have to prioritize pastoring and sharing the gospel and living out my faith, and so I got to steal this time from somewhere. Where I'm going to steal it from? And I chose to steal it from my family, right? And I would justify, no, I got to do these things for church. I got to do these things for my faith. I got to do these things for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll steal that time from my family and my kids. And what we're really doing is we're thinking about this thing the wrong way, right? The complete, total wrong way. Jesus knows that your life is going to be busy. Matter of fact, multiple places in the gospel, you are instructed. I just shared this at a wedding last week. In Jeremiah, you know, Jeremiah 29:11, we like to quote all the time, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, give you hope and a future." We love that verse, right? We don't listen to, though, the verses before it, the context.
Mm-hmm.
The context is that God's people are living in exile, meaning they are citizens of a different nation living in the current nation. And what he tells them to do, which, by the way, is us as Christians, right? We're citizens of heaven living here on this earth, right? We're citizens of heaven before we're citizens of America. Remind yourselves of that. But anyway, so we're sitting here and we're going, in the scripture, he says, but, you know, I know you're citizens of a different nation, but you need to build houses. You need to get married. You need to have kids. You need to settle down, right? In other words, you've got to live in the context that you're in regardless. And so we end up thinking about this thing so wrongly because Jesus knows that your life is going to be busy. He has designed you to work, so you got to work. He's designed you to have family and relationships and all those things. You got to have those. You got to take care of your own responsibilities, right? And so you got to feed yourself and you got to take care of your home. And there's so many scriptures that tell us that we need to prepare for famine. So you got to pay attention to prepare for famine and disease and you know, floods and those kind of things. In other words, be prepared for things to happen in the future, which means you got to pay attention to your finances and you got to be ahead of the game. And there's all kinds of things. God knows you're going to have a busy life. So he does not set you up to fail in living out and sharing the gospel that you don't have enough time to do it. We're just thinking about it wrong. So if you go, you can see this very easily if you go back to the Great Commission. Steph, can you read Matthew 28, 18 through 20?
Yes. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
All right, pause. That's 18. Mm-hmm. That means that Jesus has conquered death. This is the risen Savior talking. He says, "I got all authority," which means whatever I'm about to say to you, you best do. Okay?
True.
Because I am in charge of everything. He just said, like, I am above absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. That is an allusion to, that is alluding to, I am the name above all names, King above all kings, right? Mm-hmm. That God has raised Jesus to the highest spot, right? Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that I am Lord. So I have authority. So what I'm about to say to you, you best do, all right? No questions asked. And so then he gives 19 and 20, which is the Great Commission. What's 19 say?
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so that right there, and then he says one more other statement, we'll get to it. But that, he just said, go and, every Christian is called to do this. Go and make disciples, baptize them, and then teach them. In other words, continue to disciple them in everything Jesus says. And then he lets us know that we're not going to be alone. What's the last part he says?
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
I'm going with you always. I'm not leaving you alone in this. So here's the key to realizing that we're thinking about busyness the wrong way. All right. We think that life is busy, so I have to steal or cut out something else in my busy life to be able to do what Jesus just told me to be able to make disciples, share my faith, be a witness, right? We have to cut something out. We're thinking about it wrong. When you look at that Great Commission, he says, go and make. In English, we translate that phrase, go and make, we translate it as just the word go. In other words, we read it and we think, start going, right? So stop going here and start doing this. So we think, all right, I got to change my whole life around. I can't work as much. I can't spend time with my family. I got to cut something out so I can go, right? Mm-hmm. But in the original Greek that this is said and written, it is go and make means as you are already going, right? In other words, as you are already going to the places that you are going, make disciples. So you don't have to steal this time from somewhere else. You don't have to solve the busyness problem. In all the areas that you're busy, as you go into those busy things and places, go in with the mindset of I'm making disciples. In other words, what he's trying to say is, as you go through your normal everyday life, you do it with gospel intentionality, right? I'm going into my workplace, and part of my job at my workplace is not just to do my work, but it's to make disciples. So mm-hmm. Now you ain't got to create some different time in your busy schedule. You don't have to cut something out. You're just doing the Great Commission as you are already going. That's the way that word is, that phrase is written in the Greek. As you are already going to the places you're already going, as life is already going, make disciples, right? You don't have to create some special thing to do it. You're doing it in your business, right?
Yeah.
So you're not, so let me take this a little step further. If that's the way that is written, go about your normal life and your business with gospel intentionality, then you being busy is a good thing, right? You going all kinds of places, doing all kinds of things is a good thing for sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
Because as you go into all those places that you're going and all those things that you're doing, you're supposed to do it with the mindset of making disciples, right? Go through your normal life. Because God knows you got to work. God knows you got to do all those things. Do it with a gospel intentionality. I am called to make disciples as I go to work. I am called to make disciples as I'm home with my family.
Yeah.
I am called to make disciples as I go to the grocery store every single day, which is what it seems like. Right? as I go about, as I interact with the person when I'm getting gas, I'm called to make disciples. Doesn't mean you're preaching a message at the gas tank. It means that I am open and available to everyday tasks for God to move and for me to work and make disciples, right? Mm. As he presents opportunities, I want to see them and take them. I want to seize them. If it happens at the gas pump, awesome. If it happens at work, awesome. If it happens while I'm at church, awesome. Everything is normal life with gospel intentionality. So if you are busy, it's actually not an excuse why you don't share the gospel. It actually gives you more room to share the gospel, if you understand the Great Commission correctly, right? Let me say this and we'll wrap up. Most of discipleship is informal, right? It's not this formalized thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? Most of it is informal. Are there some classes and some books, some formalized things that you can do to better share the gospel and to be a better disciple, to walk as a disciple? Of course there are, right? There's books, there's studies, right? There's some things that are formal. But most of it is informal, everyday life stuff. And we get this specifically from Jesus. So how does Jesus make disciples? Well, some of it is formal. Like, for example, the Sermon on the Mount is quite formal. Steph's about to break her mic off. See if you can tighten that part up. It might stay now. What do you think?
It will.
There you go. Look, some of it is, so some of what Jesus does is formal. Think the Sermon on the Mount, for example. The Sermon on the Mount is Jesus basically doing a very formalized sermon. We think that Jesus actually wrote this sermon down. He ends up preaching the Sermon on the Mount multiple times. That's why it appears in all the Gospels. Not because it happened once, but because he repeats these things that he's teaching over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. We think that the Sermon on the Mount was a formalized sermon from Jesus that he preached multiple times, right? So there are some formalized things that Jesus does in making disciples. But the vast majority of the way he makes disciples is informal. The vast majority of it happens while they're walking somewhere, right? Busy. While they're eating, busy, right? While they're going here, doing this, even when they're paying taxes, you see him making disciples.
Yes.
It's all informal, right? It's as he goes about everyday life, he's got gospel intentionality perfectly, right? He is perfectly executing the plan of the gospel in everything he does. And he does it in everyday normal life, right? Like if you think about, this will blow your mind if you get too far into it, but if you go thinking about all the prophecies that he fulfills and you start trying to go back to them from the Old Testament, some of them hundreds and hundreds, 1,000 years old, and you watch when and where he executes these prophecies and makes them come true, it happens all throughout normal life. It's just watch it. It's crazy. And so he's going about this thing with complete, total gospel intentionality and still living normal life. He's still eating. He's still sleeping. He's still working. You see Jesus working some in the Gospels too, or you know about his life prior to his ministry taking off. He's still going places. He's busy.
Yeah.
Right? But he's perfectly executing making disciples while he does it. He's our example. You and I aren't going to do this perfectly because we ain't Jesus. But we ain't got to carve out some special time for making disciples that's completely separate in our calendar and cure our busyness, right, by creating this special time to do it. We go into our busyness with the same mentality, the gospel intentionality that Jesus has, and we make disciples while we're going about our busy life. So what I'm trying to say is the busier you are, the better poised you are to actually share the gospel, because most of it happens in informal ways, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the discipleship that you do with your kids, for example, most of it happens informally, right? You don't sit down and teach them a specific lesson and hand them a book and some take where they take notes on everything you teach them, right? Most of what you teach them happens in regular everyday life, right? You know, you're not making your kids pass a test on how to brush their teeth. You know how they learn to brush their teeth? By doing it every night with you, watching you, right? It's just how they learn it. I mean, me and Steph, for example, you know, I'm Steph's pastor. I'm also her friend. I'm kind of like her uncle, right?
Is how uncle.
Right? Like uncle. We've been together like family for years and years since Steph was a teenager. The vast majority of ways that I have discipled you have been informal conversations that just happen in the middle of stuff, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with you to me. the way that you have helped, like today, before our podcast is a prime example of how this works, right? We just talk. Mm-hmm. We just catch up. We just help each other. Mm-hmm. It's not planned. It's not formalized. Mm-hmm. It's just informal, where you're discipling me, I'm discipling you. Mm-hmm. If we didn't plan it, it just happens. It's the same thing with making disciples and sharing your faith. It's as you go about normal life in your busyness, do it with a gospel intention mindset. That's the key, right? Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself taking this excuse of I'm too busy as keeping you from sharing the gospel, think about whether or not you actually care about it, right? Is it a priority? And if you actually do care about it, then realize that you don't have to change your whole life around to share the gospel. You just got to do it in the places where you're already going and what you're already doing, right? That's the key. And that's kind of that can be applied to everything, right, that you care about. You prioritize it into the life that you already have. Like, there's no part of Jesus that's saying, stop working, right? Stop being with your family. Stop doing anything and just go out and make disciples. He's not doing that.
No.
He's saying as you live your life, right, you go about – the good thing about being busy is that you're all – if you're busy, you're going to be around people, right? So just have that mindset. The main thing about making disciples is a mindset, right? It's just constantly trying to reorient my mindset. I'm not at work right now. I'm not here just for a paycheck. I want to see and be a part of what God's doing while I'm at work, right? Let me keep my mind focused on what God might do, where God might want me to speak, where he might want me to pray, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it may be, how he would want me to act and live. You know, as I go to the grocery store, I'm not just here to get groceries. Everything I do's got gospel intentionality. So, Lord, help me be kind to people and show your love. Help me, if a conversation comes up, to be able to share. Help me be able to help somebody if you put somebody in front of me that needs help, right? Like, it's gospel intentionality in everywhere we go. So
that's
if
good.
You find yourself busy, it's a good thing. Harness it.
You're right.
For the gospel. Harness it, right? Make disciples as you are already going, is what the Great Commission says. So anyway, and I'm constantly preaching this to myself. I'm constantly trying to work through this.
Yeah.
You know, and also,
same.
This is something you have to consistently remind yourself of over and over again, because we're not Jesus, right? We're not going to have perfect gospel intentionality in everything we do. Mm-hmm. So you got to constantly reset. You know, let's say you hear this and you go into work tomorrow and you're like, oh, I'm going to do this at work tomorrow. The next day you might not, right?
It's true.
So then you just got to go, oh, crap. You know, repent and ask the Lord to help you and try to change your mindset going into the next day, mm-hmm. right? That's all it is. And if I really do believe that if we will try our best to have a gospel intentionality mindset, that we will see way more opportunities to share the faith than we will see if we don't have that mindset, right?
Yeah.
In other words, there's lots of opportunities around you in the busyness of your day that you will not see unless you change your mindset. You change your mindset, all of a sudden you can see them, right? And God's calling us to make disciples as we are already going, right? You don't have to reorient your life around, I do nothing but share the gospel, and so I got to quit work and I quit all these things. No. You do that as you go about these things. And the text of the scriptures will serve you in this if you'll pay attention to it. It commands us in lots of places to live life, right, in these ways. And as we live life in those ways, we do it with Jesus in mind and the people who are lost in mind. Keep those things in mind, right?
Right.
That's the key. That's all I got. And I got to go pick up my kid, so...
Well, thank you for sharing that. I think that's encouraging.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop, whoop, there it is.
Yes.
I've enjoyed this little series so far.
I have too. It's encouraging.
I was glad to get past the last one. The last one was fine for a little bit. It was the questions that we asked, you know, but I like talking about this. And I also love the fact that we happen to be preaching on this same subject, not the same content, but the same subject at the same time, It's sort of making me be ultra focused on this right now.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, that's all I got.
That is all he has. Well, thank y'all for joining us.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week, 223.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one it is. It'll be another one of these. We got a few more to go.
Yeah.
And a few more.
And then a new series after that.
Which we don't know what it is either.
Exactly. Well, now you know. You might be busy, but you can make disciples as you go in your day-to-day life.
If you're busy, be like, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? Those of you sitting around going, I don't have a problem with this. I'm not busy. You need to get a life so that Jesus can work through your busy life.
Yeah.
So get busy then.
Busy is not a bad life.
Busy is not a bad thing.
No.
You need a life. And as you get a life, you be aware that God wants to use you in your life, right?
True.
If you're sitting around doing nothing all the time, you're not busy, you're going to have a real hard time making disciples.
True. Can't be hiding.
Yeah, can't be hiding.
All right. Well, y'all have a good one.
See you guys
later. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.